Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where we think eating a wide variety of ethnic and other sometimes scary foods will keep you healthy. Because tell me a better way to keep your body constantly on its toes, warding off all kinds of weird germs and viruses and foodborne microorganisms and stuff. All that freaky, weird food coming in every day, if it doesn't kill you, strengthens your immune system, which could really save your life later when you get all old and frail. If you've eaten only normal food or untainted food or fresh food your whole life, you get one bad salad in your 70s and you're a goner, right?
Sure.
He's agreeing with me because he has to.
Yes.
So we encourage you to eat all things and sometimes some strange things. We were talking about eating veggies in your fridge recently where they've been just barely like turned
decomposing.
The corner.
Yeah, they're slightly bad. Yeah.
That was some good advice. And then last week, I tricked Marcus here into eating balut.
Ah, yes.
That could have killed him. But that didn't stop him, did it?
Nope.
Baby undeveloped fetal duck egg.
Those eyes are so big and cute.
Yeah. That was gross, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think that the only thing that needed was some kind of a sauce.
No, I had enough of a duck smushy, gooshy sauce. Yeah.
Duck sauce.
Duck sauce.
It needed duck sauce. Yeah, yeah. And Marcus still hates me. Anyway, welcome back again to Food Fight Radio. We only, well, have your best interests in mind, and it is in your best interests to get nice and familiar with Marcus's favorite nuts. We'll be doing that one later. Everyone likes to cozy up with Marcus's nuts during the holidays, and rightly so. Also, today on Food Fight, we've got the eat everything and still lose weight diet.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
So Marcus and I were talking about the cuisine of Hungary earlier, a while back, and trying to figure out if they make anything that doesn't have an ungodly amount of paprika in it.
Nope.
They don't, by the way. It's their number one export, and every single Hungarian apparently eats so much of it that it changes the color of their skin. Gives them like a little bit of a tan.
Cool. Isn't that neat? I should do that.
I tried it with carrots and beta carotene one time, but it didn't turn out the way I'd hoped.
No.
You would think it would make me golden or orange or something, kind of a cool natural tan. It didn't do a darn thing. Nothing. I sure got plenty of fiber, though.
Oh, I bet.
A lot of carrots. So Hungary has tons of paprika, and you know what else they have?
Paprika?
Tons of Olgas.
Olgas.
It's the number one baby name for Hungary every year.
Olga.
Half the little girls in Hungary born every year are named Olga.
Wow.
No kidding. Half.
Half.
And all those Olgas love to cook their traditional Hungarian foods. And they all use tons of paprika.
Hmm.
You know how with people of other cultures you shouldn't generalize? Well, here you totally can. But a million Olgas can't be wrong. Paprika is quite tasty and can be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
So paprika is made from dried and ground up chili peppers. Don't get scared. Some are very, very sweet.
Yeah, paprika has a big variety too. So it's not just one type of paprika.
There's a lot of different kinds of paprika.
To super smoky. Some are spicy. So you got to be careful when you're looking at paprika, what you're buying.
So you know how here in the States, you go into a grocery store, they have one kind of paprika and it just says paprika?
Yep.
What a cop out.
Exactly.
There's like 19 different major different kinds of paprika. And, well, the best place to get them is at an ethnic store.
I agree. They label them smoky, sweet, mild, spicy.
I once bought hot paprika by accident.
Oh, yeah.
And I used a ton of it. Didn't work out. Way too hot. Always check to make sure you get the sweet one if you don't like hot. It's very useful in providing a great depth of flavor and color. Very beautiful color. To things like meats and stews and in sausages and egg dishes. I love it in rice dishes. And, of course, it's good rubbed on chicken in a traditional Hungarian stew called chicken paprikash, which literally means chicken with paprika.
Wow.
Not a very flowery culinary language in Hungary.
No, well, half the people are named the same thing, so they're right. Really not.
See,
they're not wordsmiths.
Yeah, not really, no. It's also good for you.
Yeah, I bet. It's peppers.
Instead of using other types of peppers in your cooking, you should get a couple of nice, expensive paprikas. Good, brightly colored one from an ethnic store. That's where you'll get the highest quality and the widest variety. Paprika has lots of stuff in it. It's got vitamin C.
Oh, well, yeah, everything does.
like people in Hungary, you know how like the weather's lousy and not a lot of fresh vegetables at the peak times of the year and everyone's, you
That's
know,
why they use paprika for everything.
Yeah, they put paprika in everything. It's got a ton of vitamin C in it, which fights colds and prevents scurvy.
Oh, of course. It's just, very important.
Just in case you're a pirate.
Just in case.
And it protects you against heart attack.
Wow. Well, that's good to know.
Yep. It's also antibacterial and can fight all number of infections, which is very useful in Hungary, where the water might not always be terribly clean and your food may be tainted from all those olgas jumping down up and down on it. It's a weird way to make sausage.
They jump up and down
on the
meat?
They jump up and down on sausage, yeah. But hey, to each his own.
Wow.
And for using it in your normal everyday cooking, easy. You can sprinkle some into your eggs, make some prettier, make some tastier, mix paprika into your ground meat for hamburgers, meatballs, breakfast sausage type things, meatloaf, and the big biggie, chicken.
Really?
Rub salt, basil, and paprika and a little brown sugar all over your chicken, and it will roast up beautifully.
Ooh, and that sugar will make it nice and crispy. That sounds great.
And you can use the different types of paprikas here based on what your taste preference is. You can have a paprika for every mood. You can have a whole spectrum of mood paprikas.
Yeah.
You know how people have like mood perfumes? Well, I don't know if you do.
No, I've never heard of that
before. Well, we women, and by we women, I mean me and Marcus, we usually have perfumes for every mood.
I don't have any perfumes.
Well, you should.
Okay.
I'm sitting here next to you, and I'm telling you, you should.
Help me find a scent for me. That would be great.
Yeah.
We'll go lady shopping.
It's going to be paprika. Here you go. Douse you with paprika.
Smoke paprika.
Cover up the smell of balut. So you have like, you know, your fresh ones and when you're in a certain mood, and then you have more sweet and candy-like ones when you're in a certain mood, and then you have your sultry, musky ones when you're in a certain mood. You know, like we're going out on a date. That's a different mood. Mm. So you have different perfumes for that. You can use paprikas in a lot the same way because you have your super sweet ones and then you have your smoky ones and you have your normal middle of the road ones. Then you can go all the way to the super hot ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really want to like burn your tonsils off and stuff like that. See, you can mix them. You can blend them. You can blend several different kinds of paprika.
Mm-hmm. No wonder they use it for everything.
It's very, it's very flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even make spice blends with it. You can put a little bit of salt in there, and then you're covered.
I wonder if you can mix it with like alcohol and make extracts and then turn it into perfume.
I wonder if there is a paprika liqueur.
Ooh.
I usually wonder that about most things at some point during my discovery of that thing. But find me a paprika liqueur.
I'm going to look for paprika liqueur and a paprika cologne.
Because how bad
cologne.
Could it be? Well, it could be pretty bad.
It could be really
Remember
bad.
Remember like when we got chinar and it was artichoke liqueur?
Oh, that was so bad.
It was
just bitter.
So bad.
It's like you grab the bitters that you use to mix drinks with.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
It's worse than bitters. Like I have bitters and you put them in certain things and it sort of works for certain things.
Yeah.
This thing did not work for anything.
Oh.
It was just bad. Mm. I actually gave it to a friend of mine as a prank. as a gift, but it was actually a prank.
You gave me one.
Was that you?
Oh, man.
Oh, see, you know, my memory is...
No, fading. No, we tried it. You're like, you want it? This is bad. No, I know who you gave it to. I just don't want to say his name on the radio.
He was my attorney. What else do you like to do with paprika, generally?
Paprika, I love tossing, like, I dice up mangoes, and I'll get smoky paprika. I love the smoky one. And I'll toss the mango bits in it, and I'll use those mango bits that are now colorful red, sparkling outside, and I'll use that to make guacamole.
Ooh.
And then that way it won't turn the guacamole brown and it has a nice, rich, smoky flavor. And the mangoes are a substitute for the tomato, so there's acid and sweeten it. And
it's great
people
because
love
normally,
it.
In order to keep your guacamole from turning brown, you have to put in a ton of lemon juice.
Yeah.
And I don't like how it makes everything tart and sour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can use the paprika to prevent the browning. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
It covers up the brown because even if it did turn brown, you'd never notice because paprika is so pretty and red.
In there. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Look at that. It's got a nice, pretty, beautiful Christmassy.
Yeah.
Christmassy. Guacamole is green.
Uh-huh.
You're putting in paprika, which is red.
Yeah, it is.
You now have Christmas guac.
There we go.
Huh?
Paprika is in one of my favorite sauces, Ronesco, which is like almonds, bread, oil, paprika. And a little balsamic vinegar. And
is that whole almonds or like an almond? Like
you ground them all together. So you roast the almonds, you ground this all up together. And it's like a broken sauce. So the oil stays red and dark.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Can you put that on fish? Because that would be excellent
on fish.
You can put
that on anything.
I would love that on fish.
We have it on poached eggs with the cheese sauce. Fish, yeah, that is my,
you know,
my fallback sauce.
That
I'll be happy. I made that for you before. You loved it. I'll make it for you again.
You made it for me before?
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah, eggs.
Blue eggs and paprika.
If they're fertilized, I'll kill you. When we come back, two sides of the American diet coin. Eating nothing and then eating tons of bacon. Which one will make you live longer? Dun, 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 dun. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. And with me in studio is a man who's better at cooking than taking a joke, Chef Marcus.
That's accurate.
Well, he's still mad at me for tricking him into eating balut. Yep, Chef Marcus is a child inside. Okay, in all fairness, that thing was super gross.
That was so gross.
That was really gross. So, the national dish of the Philippines is an epic fail. On all counts, it is eaten by a million people daily. Each person there has at least one every day. It is smelly, ugly, gross tasting, and foul. And not just in the bird sense.
Foul.
And it's not any better for you than a hard-boiled egg.
No.
Sorry. The country has a ton of chickens and ducks. So they have tons of eggs, which they could just eat hard-boiled eggs and then maybe lose the tendency to make super smelly chocolate meat, which is a blood sauce. That's gross as well. And then maybe folks wouldn't want to avoid moving into an apartment building with Filipino residents.
That's true.
Because that's why. It's not a racist thing. Not at all. It's a stinky, disgusting food thing. You know at work where you have that guy in the next cubicle who always has a smelly microwaved lunch?
Yes.
Has no friends? That's why. You know, balut may benefit from the addition of a healthy dose of paprika. Or put your nice, lovely paprika on something that isn't made out of an unborn fetal aborted duck.
I think they got balut because they're just lazy. Like, well, we don't want to separate the chickens from the roosters, so we'll just deal with what we get. It just
that might actually be a good point.
It might just be complete laziness. Like, whatever.
How hard is it to keep the roosters away from the chickens?
I don't know.
Eat the roosters first. So bacon, it seems, can help you live longer.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
So here's the meat of it. They did a test on mice.
Oh, man. I bet you there would have been so many human volunteers for this test of bacon.
I think that they should have gone one more and done the research on pigs.
That's
feed
just mean.
Bacon to the pigs.
They'll
Come
eat
on.
It.
They'll
know,
eat it.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's wrong.
Yes.
They don't know it's wrong.
They don't know it's pig.
They don't have that little thing inside that says, I shouldn't be eating this. This could be my cousin. They don't have that. So they did it with mice,
mm-hmm.
and they had like a control group where one group of mice was fed only bacon.
Only bacon?
Only bacon.
Ah.
The other group of mice was fed nothing. The group being fed bacon lived for much longer.
Wait a second. Stop. So they fed one group and they starved another group.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they had to do this to figure out which one would live longer. These scientists
have fallen so far. They're wasting their grant money.
Yeah.
I think. But there has been a real study. Researchers at ETH Zurich, they've concluded that because of various things that are in the bacon, that it would have a life-prolonging effect on people. There was no study on mice. I was just messing with you. So it's got a lot of vitamin B3 in it, which is known as niacin. And apparently the niacin in the meat helps you live longer.
Yeah, yeah. All the Bs kind of are really good for you, help you turn all your sugar into energy, help you be more energetic, and help fight off diseases. So
you could just take vitamin B.
You could eat bacon.
Or you could eat bacon. Huh?
It's always better to get it from the source as opposed to a pill.
I don't know. Vitamin B, pills, supplements, or bacon. Salty, delicious, wonderful bacon. I'm kind of weighing my pros and cons here, and I'm thinking bacon is probably the way to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you're eating a bunch of bacon on the weekends and your family says, hey, you should slow down, you're going to raise your blood pressure. No. I am taking in my B3 niacin vitamins,
yes,
which will help me live longer. You do want me to live longer, don't you?
Don't you?
And then they're going to say, here you go, sweetie.
Here's more bacon.
Isn't that what everyone wants out of life? You know, their family and loved ones just handing them bacon.
I'm not sure that's what everyone wants, but
that's,
yeah,
that's what I want.
Good.
Anyone listening?
Anyone listening?
No, my wonderful husband listening. All I want for Christmas is bacon.
All I want for Christmas
is food.
Is bacon.
That rhymes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Brine stuff, you can probably get some of this stuff in most things that are brined.
Yeah, most aged meats, I think, have this too. Like we were talking about prosciutto. That's the only one I can think of.
Well, what about regular cured ham?
I'm not sure if the fat content is in there enough for regular cured ham.
Hmm.
Like, because bacon is thinner, it's part of the belly, so different.
Well, like I get a ham and it doesn't taste like pork. Like you get like a cured ham.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste at all like a pork chop.
No.
It tastes like it's deli slice ham.
Exactly.
It has to be cured with something.
With something. I would look and see if it has niacin in it.
Got to. I mean, it doesn't taste anything like a pork chop. Something has to be going on with this thing to take this chunk of pig leg,
yes,
and turning it into ham.
I wonder if spam has niacin.
Well, I would think so. I mean, it's full of nothing but cured meats, right?
Yeah,
it might not be pig. It might be any number of other type of strange hooved animals. But that's how bacon can help you live longer.
Yeah, nice. And people get really happy when they have bacon. And if you do things that make you happy, those people live longer. So that's also...
That's perfect.
Yeah. If you do
bacon
little things...
Bacon makes me happy.
Yeah, if you do little things that make you happy each day, you sing while you're doing something or do that, that has been shown to prolong your life also and make you healthier.
That sounds great.
So...
Everyone should do that.
Everyone should do something that makes them happy.
Like eat bacon.
Like eat bacon.
Aw, more people eating bacon. People should be just randomly just carrying strips of bacon around.
And handing them out.
Nibbling on them. Like throughout the day. Yeah, some people, you know, like when they're on a diet, you know, they'll have like a bag full of carrots,
mm-hmm,
and they'll whip it out of their purse or their pocket, and they'll just sort of snack on these carrots throughout the day. Well, these people are obviously fighting with their willpower.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're just watching them. They're on a diet or they're trying to quit smoking.
Yeah.
You know, because the carrot stick, you know, they're trying to trick their brain into thinking that carrot stick,
mm-hmm,
is a cigarette. It's not going to work.
Just that hand-to-mouth thing.
Your brain knows that's not a cigarette.
Your brain knows.
Come on. How stupid is your brain? Well, you're the fool that allowed yourself to become addicted to poison anyway. Unbelievable. And on the other end of the weird diet spectrum, because diet isn't necessarily something that you do to lose weight.
No, it's what you do to sustain life.
Yeah, so you have like a macrobiotic diet,
mm-hmm.
or an only in-season vegetarian diet,
mm-hmm.
or a pescatarian diet, which is stupid, right? Because, okay, you want to be a vegetarian, but you still want to eat fish, which is an animal.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian. Ooh, that fish looks nice. No! If you're a vegetarian, you cannot eat anything that has a heart or a heartbeat.
Yeah, pescatarian sounds like a religion, but
it's
not.
Dumb.
It's just
it's a cop-out. Really is what it is. I want to be a vegetarian, but I still want to eat meat, so I came up with this cute little word for it,
mm-hmm.
so everyone it can make fun of me.
Yes.
Because I can't help but make fun of pescatarians. I'm okay with people who eat everything.
Yeah.
Which is, well, that's me. You know, omnivore. And then I'm actually okay with people who decide to go vegetarian as long as it's for an okay reason.
Yeah.
And then vegan is like the total psychotic side.
Well,
vegan and vegetarian
are almost the same, except for no dairy. I mean, usually when you break it
or
down.
Or eggs. Anything that comes from an animal you can't have, which is really difficult.
Yeah.
Like it's, well, I mean, if you get used to it, I'm sure it's not that difficult. But when you are starting it,
it's extremely
difficult. Like you can't eat anything.
No.
So
any processed food has some sort of egg or
dairy. So you got to be doing this for a good reason.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to do that. I could never do that. I tried to go vegan for one day. Just to see what it's like. I couldn't handle it. I had to smother my vegetables with cheese, you know? And so like, well, 45 minutes into it, I think. I lasted about 45 minutes on a vegan diet. So the other end of the diet spectrum, here's one that'll actually help you lose weight.
Yeah.
So you were telling me about this earlier. So take it, Chef Balut.
So,
I'm sorry. I mean, Chef Marcus.
You know
how they have a Swedish chef on Sesame Street? You're the squeamish chef.
The squeamish chef?
Hardy har har har.
Hardy har har.
Okay, tell people about the diet.
No problem. So what this diet does is it helps you extract excess hormones from your body. It helps clean out your blood. It helps make you feel fuller before you start eating your meal. Now, it's not a pill, and it's not some weird, crazy drink.
You don't have to swallow a sponge.
You don't have to swallow a sponge. It's salad. It's dark green salad. A cup or a cup and a half. Before you eat whatever it is you want to eat.
Cup and a half meaning volume, not weight.
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
If you try to eat a cup of 8 ounces of salad, that's like a huge bag.
Yeah, those little bags. You don't have to eat all that. But
it's like a pre-mixed salad, and you look at it, and it's like 8 ounces, and it's huge.
Huge.
No, we're talking about like put it in like a measuring cup.
Yeah.
And that's it's loose, and it's light, and it weighs almost nothing.
Yeah.
And that's a cup and a half
of salad. Yeah, no dressing, just straight greens. Before your burger and fries and milkshake, before whatever else you're eating, what that will do is that'll help you clean out your system and help you feel fuller sooner. So in both ways, it's helping you get rid of things that produce fat in your blood, and it's helping you eat less.
Plus, you get the vitamins that are in the greens.
Yes.
Now, what sort of greens, though? Because if you just eat nothing but iceberg lettuce the whole time.
Now, if you don't eat salad and you start by eating iceberg lettuce, you're still doing yourself a big favor. Because of all the fiber, like I said, it's going to absorb all of those excess hormones in your bloodstream. And usually when you have some weight on you you want to lose, you have excess estrogen. So when you absorb that and take that out, your body produces more testosterone, which burns fat.
Ooh.
So
that explains why women have a tendency to gain more weight and keep it and have a harder time losing it than men.
Yeah.
Huh.
But so just in that alone will help you out. I prefer like a rainbow kale salad. The tougher, the more fibrous.
You really like kale.
Well, I do like kale.
I don't like kale.
No.
Kale is yucky.
Yeah. But then I would just go maybe romaine lettuce because it's very fibrous as well. Definitely spinach is a good one because it has a lot of vitamins in it and niacin also. So it would help you out a lot.
Is spinach actually that much better for you than regular lettuce?
No. People go crazy about the calcium, but there's something inside the spinach that will stop you from absorbing the calcium in the spinach.
Uh-huh.
So,
isn't that bad?
Well, no, because it's in the spinach, so you just don't get all the calcium out. People are like, oh, it's so full of calcium, it's great for you. No, you don't get it.
Okay, so it's basically as good for you as lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay, so that rumor that we heard about 10 years ago, where somebody who had done the original research saying spinach was going to turn you into Popeye, one of his decimal points was off, and turns out spinach is not any better for you than dark green lettuce.
Yeah.
That, you know, spinach, it's got that thing where it gets the grit, it gets the coating on your tongue and
it's spongy. A lot of people don't like that.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't have to eat that, if I'm just going to eat a nice colorful frisée salad, you know, something frisée with like
great.
A lot of cute little microgreens and little baby arugula.
You do want dark and you do want to avoid dressings. Like a little vinegar is fine.
Yeah, you know,
olive oil and vinegar.
But that's not duh, because people are like, yay, I get to eat creamy Caesar. No, you don't.
I could eat a bowl of ranch.
Woohoo!
That'll help me lose weight. No, no.
I'm going to dip myself in ranch.
Apple cider vinegar and olive oil, make a vinaigrette with that. And that will help you out also. Because that stuff in itself,
you know what's really cool about making like a super simple salad dressing that I recently discovered? Okay, if you take apple cider vinegar and olive oil, like you said, but you add a packet of Splenda, right, to this thing and toss it all over your salad, it makes a super fantastic salad dressing.
You lost me at Splenda.
What? I know, because it sounds bleh, because why would that yuck, you know?
Yeah.
Why would that work? But the amazing thing is that it really does work.
Oh, nice.
So then if you put any other thing in it, like carrots and nice julienne vegetables in there, maybe a little tomato, and if you want a little protein, you want to put a little bit of chicken breast in there, toss that all around. It really does make the salad very delicious.
Yes.
And now you've completely avoided unnecessary calories. You only have extra super healthy fats from the olive oil.
And
use a good extra virgin for that, because you're not cooking with it.
You're just
going on the raw veggies. You're fine. And then the raw, unprocessed, super awesome, tasty apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Is very, very good for you. It does speed up your metabolism.
And it also takes fungus out of your bloodstream. It helps clear
out. Which is cool all the way around. So you are, by eating this simple salad before lunch and dinner, let's say, because, you know, let's admit it, you're not going to eat a salad before breakfast.
No, no.
That would be just weird. I eat weird stuff, and I would never do that. So before lunch and dinner, have this thing. You can make a big batch of it all at the same time, and now you can get those triple washed, pre-mixed, beautiful bags of ready-to-go salad. How lazy do you have to be?
Exactly. Open up the bag, grab a handful. That's about a cup.
Shove it in your mouth.
Toss it with the vinaigrette you made, and then eat that before whatever pizza, greasy. I'm not telling you not to eat what you love. I'm just saying
eat what you love first. But you're going to eat that first. The apple cider vinegar and all the fiber and everything that's in that salad will fill you up.
Yeah.
Rev up your metabolism, give you lots of healthy fiber and vitamins. It's awesome. And because there's olive oil in it, it will help your body absorb all the vitamins and stuff from all the greens.
Exactly.
And probably some of the stuff that would be in your food that you otherwise wouldn't absorb. So, and if you don't have time to make a salad, put your hand in there, grab a handful of it, and shove it into your face.
Just shove it in your face.
Chew it up like a cow. You know, just be there in the kitchen, chewing on your cud there. So, when we come back, we got a special holiday segment very close to Chef Marcus's heart. Or maybe 2 feet or so away from his heart, it's Marcus's favorite nuts. But this time we've got a twist. They're not really nuts this time. They're seeds. Seeds that people think are nuts. So don't get Marcus's nuts confused with his seeds. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Hey gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different. And suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine in tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Your host, Claire Katz. And now for a segment completely centered around Marcus's love and devotion to his nuts, his seeds. Well, Chef Marcus truly does love his nuts.
I very, very much do. And now we're talking about my little nuts, little seeds, pine nuts, sunflower. Why are you laughing?
It's just funny. I'm trying to keep a straight face. It's on the radio. Nobody can see me.
All right. So what we're talking about today is sunflower seeds, pine nuts, and sesame seeds. So sesame seeds, you've had a lot. They're very great garnish. I love mixing them in with any breading for chicken. It really gives a nice, good pop to it. And people out there, and a crunch.
And, when the breading gets soggy, usually, you know, if it sits around for a little while, if you don't eat it like that day, then the sesame seeds will be crunchy the next day.
Yeah, yeah. They don't absorb as much water as the flour. So then I love mixing that, like tahini. I love hummus. And a key ingredient in hummus is sesame seeds. A lot of people don't know it. Tahini is ground up sesames. That's it.
Hummus. A key ingredient in hummus is sesame seeds?
One of the key ingredients. So really? There's chickpeas.
I thought it was just smashed up chickpeas.
And tahini.
Oh, okay.
And that's what gives it that little bite. And that, so when you just ground up chickpeas and you're like, huh, why is this
it
off?
It is tastier than chickpeas alone. That
what
does
am I
make
missing?
Sense.
Tahini. That's, yeah, it's just.
I love both of those things.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a nougat out there in the ethnic stores.
Halva.
Halva. And halva.
I love halva.
Halva is
everyone I know
dessert.
Hates halva.
Oh, I love it.
But
it's
I love
one,
it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I know you. And you don't hate it.
No,
that's
I don't
good.
Hate it.
Everyone in my family thinks that I'm out of my mind because I like it.
It's a sweet.
It's bitter, though.
It's yeah, but it has that
it's pulling, sweet and bitter.
Sweet and bitter. And it's a great little dessert, especially with fruit that's a little oversweet. So if you have it with strawberries, the bitterness and the sweetness of the strawberries really go well together.
I like the chocolate covered kind.
Oh, well, chocolate covered anything is good.
Oh, right? See? So for the people that are a little bit squeamish about this sesame thing,
yeah.
They dip it in chocolate.
Dip it in chocolate.
To kind of ease the transition for all you, I don't know, wussy folk out there. Mm-hmm. They're like, ooh, new type of candy, but it's covered in chocolate, so hey.
And I love it because it's all shreddy. Like, it's not like
it breaks into these cool chunks.
Yeah, it almost looks like you're eating wood, but very, very white.
But very, very tasty wood.
Yeah, very. It's fun to play with. And, if you go out there, I totally recommend you pick some of that up because it's just fun.
You're going
to
get it at the ethnic store at the same time as you're buying all those different types of paprika.
There we go. And you're all set.
Save yourself a trip. So sunflower seeds are also one of your very favorite seed nuts.
Yeah, yeah. And I was saying sesame seeds for chicken. Sunflower seeds, definitely great breading for fish. People don't do this enough, and I just think they're missing out. Grounding up sunflower seeds and putting them on fish, having them with fish, tossing with the stuffing with fish, it's great. Everybody loves toasted sunflower seeds. I mean, everybody buys them all the time. I don't like them in shells, personally.
In shells?
Yeah.
You mean the kind that people chew on and then they spit out the shells?
I think it's a disgusting habit.
Is it more or less disgusting than chewing tobacco?
Yes.
Well,
But chewing tobacco, you spit
in. Here's why sunflower seeds became popular is because baseball players were chewing tobacco and it was really disgusting and giving them mouth cancer.
Yes.
So they switched to seeds.
Yes.
Which is just as disgusting but doesn't give you mouth cancer.
Well,
so
then
that's like,
seeds
that's
are
like,
better.
That's a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If suddenly these nuts are giving you mouth cancer, well, then they'll spit those out and get something else. You know, like chewing gum. I don't know. What's wrong with chewing gum?
What's wrong with chewing gum?
Why can't these people just chew gum?
Because it loses its flavor too quick.
Okay, you know
spit
that.
Spit it out and put another piece in.
Tobacco, it probably tastes very, very foul, right?
Very spicy.
Yeah, I've never actually chewed tobacco, but I mean, based on the fact that they're always constantly spitting out the juice.
Well, if you swallow the juice, you'll get sick. Because tobacco
is a poison. That right there is telling you that you shouldn't have it in your mouth.
I agree. That's...
What about pine nuts? I know you love pine nuts.
I love pine nuts. Here's a little trick I learned with pine nuts. Pulverizing them and then pureeing them with some water. You can do it as a faux egg in like a cream spinach. Because it has the same consistency. Like quiche. If you're making any vegan quiche or eggless egg product, pine nuts are one of the best things to use because they hold up a lot like eggs.
Eggless eggs.
Eggless eggs.
What about, can you turn it into like something super creamy to make like a soup?
You can, but you want to be sparing because once you puree it, it's going to be super flavorful. Like you're just opening up all the flavor.
And that's bad.
Well, a lot of people are like, they like it in a little bit. Like I love pine nuts as a WTF ingredient. What is this? What is this? They eat it. They're trying to figure out what that secret
ingredient is. It's a secret ingredient.
It's a secret ingredient. You don't want them figuring out what it is.
It has a unique flavor, but it also has this little twinge of bitterness.
Exactly. And it's very creamy. And
I would love to try pine nut soup.
Pine nut soup.
Creamy pine nut soup. Mix it with some chestnuts.
Ooh.
That would cut it. Chestnuts are very meaty. They're rich. And the flavor is very mild and nutty. That would counter the bitterness of the pine nut really good. People make creamy chestnut soup.
I think
why not puree some pine nuts to go in there?
Yeah.
And put a little dash of coconut milk in there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then put a big pile of lobster on top. And that would be my go-to holiday soup, I'm
really
pretty
good.
Sure. Doesn't that sound great?
I'm not a fan of lobster, but the rest of that sounds really, really good.
Yeah. Super tasty stuff.
Super great.
So what else can you do with your favorite seeds?
All right. So I love what they're doing now and selling them all over, the sunflower seeds, coating them in chocolate. I think this should go. I saw those. I almost picked
them
up for the show.
Oh, with the candy coatings.
Yeah, exactly.
The colorful candy coat. Those are great.
Those
I think they call them gems.
Yeah. And those are great on brownies. On
Plus
top of
cute.
Ice cream. They're adorable.
And they don't really taste super sweet like a normal chocolate candy.
No.
They have that slightly less sweet nutty flavor, which is not peanutty. Which is a nice relief because I'm sick and tired of peanuts in my candy.
Yeah, peanuts are everywhere.
Get tired of those, and they're not made out of sugar on the inside, so you get to feel a little bit good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're popping something that's kind of healthy for you. you know, granted, it's coated in chocolate and then additionally coated in colorful sugar. You know, but it's good on the inside.
It is good, and it's what's on the inside that counts.
Sure, keep telling yourself that.
Chocolate, but and then sunflower seeds have a lot of good of the healthy fats that help you fight cholesterol. So, of course, when you're snacking on these, you can feel good about it. Maybe not so much the candy-coated ones, but definitely the handfuls just snacking on them, the roasted ones. I love sunflower seed soup. It's a lot like pumpkin seed soup, but instead you use the roasted sunflower seeds, toss them with paprika, put them on top of great cream soup, and then dab little oils on them so they have the little pools with little... sunflower seed inside.
Ooh,
and it
that.
Turns red.
I always take pictures of that.
That's
I always feel
lovely.
Bad eating the soup because I don't want to break that up.
Yeah.
Oh, those are lovely.
It's so you can.
What about white truffle oil? I bet that would be great with sunflower seeds on soup.
Well, yeah, white truffle oil is none of those things like chocolate. I love.
You can't go wrong.
No.
You can put white truffle oil on pretty much anything.
That's going to be my new cologne. I'm just going to get some white truffle oil and just dab it behind my ears.
You know what? I think I've actually seen that.
Really? People do that?
I think, well, I don't know about the truffle oil, but I think that there is a truffle cologne.
Really?
I think I've actually seen truffle cologne. I am getting you that for Christmas.
I want truffle.
I just figured out the number one gift idea for Chef Marcus. I've been racking my brain for a couple of months. Okay, well, everything I get that's, of course, food related, because everything I get is food related, I always share it with Chef Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to think of a really awesome cologne or something or present to give this guy. And I just figured out what it is.
Nice.
I feel very happy with myself right now. I'm going to get those for all of my favorite people.
Aww.
When we come back from this short commercial break, we'll be reviewing a restaurant that serves two of my favorite things, meat and meat. It is, in fact, one of the older steak restaurants, the kind that looks like it's built in an old house that's converted into a restaurant and has the original plumbing to match. Hope the health department's not listening. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and on to the review. Usually, when I walk into a restaurant and I detect a faint, moldy smell, that's about the time I head for the door. But Hunter's Steakhouse, in a historic landmark here in San Diego, how could I resist a place voted best prime rib in town by Earl, their manager? That's the mildew smell of our ancestors. Likely the ones buried in the backyard. And it reminds you of a time in our rich American history when, if the help got frisky with the landsman's daughter, he'd be hacked to bits and bricked up in the walls. It's actually a cute little would-be farmhouse that got converted into a restaurant of more or less normal dimensions and plenty of black and white photos of a more sparse Mission Valley when the highway was mostly full of station wagons. So, a long, long time ago. You know, before equal rights and the Prius. Since the search for a great steak is my unending mission, I strode in and declared my intentions to order the biggest steak they had. This turned out to be their prime rib, which they could only make as rare as medium. A mistake in my book, and instant points off, as the only true way to tell a fantastic steak is to have it as rare as possible, just shy of hearing it moo. They offer a basic boring salad, but they made tossing it a tableside attraction, which was cute. And, of course, they also had my other favorite meat, baby back ribs, which I'm happy to report were the best I'd had in months. I wanted to bathe in the au jus that came with the steaks. That's pretty normal for me. And, of course, I left all my vegetables. Again, normal. And my two little sweet angel cake daughters made me proud when they repeatedly tried to stab their meat to death with their forks and refused to be bibbed. Juicy prime rib, sweet and sticky pork, hunks of fresh baked bread, and the same dessert tray they've been carrying around for weeks. It's a slice of Americana. You can visit their Mission Valley location in good old San Diego, which used to be the farmhouse until it was remodeled by Mike Brady 40 years ago to look newer but smell the same. Or you can visit the Oceanside location, which used to be a stable before it was remodeled into a whorehouse. I'm just kidding. It was never a stable. So put on a light jacket in the brisk 70-degree winter weather here and head on in for a nice piece of meat. It's a tasty and nostalgic view into our rich roots as San Diegans, while enjoying two of my favorite human pastimes, eating the cow and then wearing its skin. You can see photos of our rip-roaring rib ruckus at foodfightradio.com and a quick revision to last week's review of Bite of Boston. Upon hearing our glowing review of the creamy and spectacular lobster bisque and lovely food, the owners being from Boston originally, did the logical thing and immediately emailed me to correct my mistakes and say that there ain't no locations in Boston. They were just born and raised there. Was I right about those East Coast personalities or what? I'm sure they're equally nitpicky about where they park the car in the car park.
Wicked awesome.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Is it just me, or is the smartphone trying to turn all of us into potty mouths? All this technology is supposed to make our lives easier, and instead it seems to be preventing us from making intelligent and legible comments on the fly, and apparently also keeping us from maintaining any bit of dignity when talking to friends, family, and coworkers. It's that blasted autocorrect that turns every perfectly straightforward, normal statement into dirty, embarrassing things. Ever had your husband text you that they need to get their car washed before work tomorrow because it's full of dirty skags? How about your best friend telling you that you have the best taste in fat-ass clothes? Ever received a compliment on your new leather boobs? Ever thank your employee for always smelling the truth? That's a weird one. Try staring your secretary in the face after thanking her for her contention for details. I once felt very put off after a friend of mine told me they couldn't meet me because I suck. Sure, 10 seconds later, she said it was supposed to say, "You rock," but I know what she really meant deep down. It's easy to think that these helpful corrections made by our trusty servants, the phones, are just logical corrections based on the variations of the letters that we struck. But I think it goes much deeper. I think this is the first wave of artificial intelligence as it rises to global dominance and the eventual enslavement of mankind. For what better way to begin that than by making fools of all of us? By endangering our whole way of life through the loss of respect by bosses and coworkers and the people that should know us best. Well, I, for one, am not going to fall prey to the Freudian word trap of techno-laziness. I'm going to slow down, and I'm going to pay more attention to the warts before I hinge the headbutter. Tune in next week for a look into all those different kinds of rice and what you can use them for. Plus, mushrooms. Not the good kind. And I'll tell you what you can do with that jar of preserves. All next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that there has only been one fruitcake ever made. It just keeps changing hands.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little things. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.